suspect being shot by an officer. I'm Shayna Stulen.
Federal cases of human trafficking in our area. I'm Dick Iuliano.
A sewage pipe near Germantown collapses, pouring thousands of gallons into a local stream. I'm Luke Luker.
The FBI apparently knew real time what was happening at the Capitol riot. This is Kyle Cooper.
4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says two major bills are moving forward. She says a vote will come this week on President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure package and that Democrats are compromising on a $3.5 trillion spending bill.
We have to find our common ground, respectful of each other's views. But this isn't about moderates versus progressives. Overwhelmingly, the entirety of our caucus, except for a few whose judgment I respect, support the vision of Joe Biden, and we will make progress on it this week.
She spoke on ABC. A team from the National Transportation Safety Board is heading to northern Montana to investigate what caused an Amtrak train to jump the tracks, killing three people and hospitalizing seven others. Wayne Freed was on board.
Kind of a shock thing, I guess. I just couldn't believe that it actually was happening.
The Empire Builder train was heading westbound from Chicago to Seattle. As the Delta variant fuels a COVID surge, some parents may be wondering if it's safe for their kids to trick-or-treat this Halloween. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky addressed that on CBS's Face the Nation.
Oh, gosh, I certainly hope so. If you're able to be outdoors, absolutely limit crowds. I wouldn't necessarily go to a crowded Halloween party, but I think that we should be able to let our kids go trick-or-treating in small groups.
A memorial service was held in Holbrook, New York for 22-year-old Gabby Petito, who was killed while taking a cross-country road trip. A manhunt for her fiancé continues. Her stepfather, James Schmidt.
She is an example for all of us to live by, to enjoy every moment in this beautiful world as she did. Love and give love to all like she did.
Germans headed to the polls today.
It's a tight race in Germany. Exit polls show the center-left Social Democrats neck and neck with outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel's bloc in Germany's parliamentary election. The outcome will determine who succeeds Merkel, who's stepping down after 16 years in power. Both the center-right and the center-left each had about 25% of the vote, according to an exit poll from ARD Public TV. If no party breaks 50%, it could take months for a governing coalition to be formed. Chris Livesay, CBS News, Berlin.
Hurricane Sam is now a Category 4 storm in the Atlantic. Brad Reinhardt is a hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center.
Sam is expected to start moving more northwestward and northward, which would keep it from threatening the east coast of the United States.
This is CBS News.
If you're checking for fever, the leading sign of COVID-19, beware of dangerously inaccurate non-contact thermometers. Instead, learn about Exogen at Exogen.com.
It is 4:03 on a Sunday, September the 26th, 2021. Right now it is 73 degrees, going up to the mid-70s. And a good afternoon to you. I'm Mike Murillo. The top local story we're following this hour. Prince George's County Police say an officer shot a carjacking suspect and another suspect is on the run.
A source telling WTOP the suspect was shot in the back of the leg. Police Chief Malik Aziz says this all started shortly after 11 a.m. when a responding officer got to this parking lot on the 3100 block of Branch Avenue, where a caller told 911 a carjacking was going down. The two suspects ran, the officer catching up with one of them.
That responding officer confronted the suspect. The suspect had a weapon on his person. That engagement resulted in the involved responding officer discharging his weapon, striking the suspect in the lower body.
Aziz says the officer is a 16-year veteran. Police say the suspect's handgun was found at the scene. In Temple Hills, Shayna Stulen, WTOP News.
How bad is the issue of human trafficking in the region? One group is tracking that issue.
It was in the year 2000 the Trafficking Victims Protection Act was made law, making human trafficking a federal crime. The Human Trafficking Institute reports more than 2,000 active cases underway, including sex trafficking and forced labor. As of 2020, among the active cases, seven are in the District of Columbia involving 12 defendants. Maryland had 16 sex trafficking and one forced labor case with 22 defendants, and Virginia 8 sex trafficking cases and one forced labor case, in all 25 defendants. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Water crews are warning residents to stay away from a portion of Seneca Creek after a sewage pipe broke.
It happened at around 2 p.m. Friday in between Dawson Farm Road and Porterfield Way. WSSC Water says over 10,000 gallons overflowed from the 30-inch pipe into the stream. They told NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain where the pipe burst makes it difficult for crews to repair the broken sewage line. It is unknown what exactly caused the collapse, but the location has seen problems before. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused thousands of gallons to spill into Seneca Creek. And if you live in the area, you can still drink from the tap. WSSC says drinking water hasn't been affected by the spill. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
And another nasty spill to tell you about. This one in Baltimore. The city's Department of Public Works says an unknown amount of raw sewage overflowed into two residential neighborhoods on Saturday. One impacting a stream known as Gwynn's Falls. That's in the Reisterstown area. And another spilling into the Jones Falls stream in Poplar Hill. People are being urged to stay out of those streams as well. A man convicted of killing a teenage lacrosse player in 2018 will get a new trial. The Baltimore Sun reporting this comes after it was discovered that the trial judge at the time did not disclose his communication with a juror who wanted to leave early to catch a train. The Court of Special Appeals ordering the retrial. Prosecutors say Sean Little and others shot up a car with 17-year-old Ray Glasgow inside after they mistook the Baltimore City College high school student and his friends for others. Coming up after traffic and weather.
New limits on who can speak at Loudoun County School Board meetings. I'm Michelle Bash.
WTOP News Time, 4:06.
With a SunTrust checking account, stay on top of your money with all the right ingredients. Get free helpings to online resources and tools to help make your money grow. Manage your spending by receiving alerts. And help yourself to seconds on your money with cash back with SunTrust deals. Open an account today at suntrust.com/checking. Must have online banking to participate in SunTrust deals. SunTrust, now Truist, member FDIC.
The First Bet on Caesars Sportsbooks app is up to $5,000 risk-free, people. When I told my team about the idea, they said I was being too wonderful and magnificent. But I don't care how awesome this makes me, I'm doing this for the people. So just download the app and that first bet is up to $5,000 risk-free. Caesars made an app for the people.
Must be 21. Offer valid in Virginia only and for new players. Paid in bet credits. Terms and conditions apply. See Caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat 1-888-532-3500.
If you love scratchers from the Virginia Lottery, you probably also love an empty street when trying to parallel park.
That's an everyday win, baby.
This is my street.
Oh,
my
street. Yeah.
Great. A cyclist. Make that an international bike race.
Best seat in the house, though. Still an everyday win.
Like the precious metal scratchers.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.